Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bolin.
I am honored to have Lila once again in studio. She is from China, and she's been sharing the powerful story of the movement to acknowledge and affirm life in China. Lila, what motivates you to be a voice for the unborn in China?
As a Christian, God values life. I want to stand beside with God wherever He stands.
God is about life and innocent life from conception to natural death. It is so important. And you've been involved in these weekend retreats that are for post-abortive men and women, and they experience transformation. One of the beautiful things you've been sharing with us is that as people are transformed, they take it out to the culture and they take the message of hope to the church, because the church in China has not always valued life. Could you share with us what happened when this couple attended the retreat? Then they took the message out to others.
Yes, this couple, before the retreat, they were not even able to talk to each other about this topic. But right after the retreat, they went to speak the stories in front of thousands of people. Now they were connecting with 10 or more than Chinese churches, talking to the pastors about this abortion issue.
And it's really important because China, historically, even in the church, hasn't understood the harms of abortion.
Yes, they don't have this education and nobody really teaches them about this. This is really a awakening call for them.
Wonderful. So now we've gone from women who've experienced hope and healing, men that have experienced hope and healing, children that have experienced hope and healing, and now the message is getting out to the church, to the body of Christ in China?
Yes.
It's wonderful, the ministry that you are providing to be a voice for the unborn in China. Lila, we are humbled and honored to have this conversation and pray God's blessing and favor upon your ministry.
Thank you very much.